Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Kelly, you look at this tournament, and man, it's star-studded. Your team, Red Deer, of course, the Knights, and you get to take on Rouhannon in the first round. What do you know about that team? You've been through this before. How much scouting goes into this now, having seen teams for the first time for you? Like, is it way extra film work? Or do you not try to put too much extra stuff on your players? How do you approach it?
Well, I think the coaches do a lot of video work so that you've got as good a chance to prepare your team as you can. And yet, you got to be a little careful in terms of what you take to the players with respect to, information overload. You want to make sure that you don't lose sight of how you got to play yourself. So, we'll talk about each team's strengths, weaknesses, key players, and that type of thing. But we'll likely put a little more onus on our own team and our own game.
So let's look at your team and your game. You guys, really, after the first two games against the Edmonton Oil Kings, you really dominated the rest of the playoffs after that, Kelly, which is no surprise. Anybody who's watched the Western League this year, I think you guys were the best team, but that doesn't always mean the best team wins. You have to be pretty satisfied with how your team's played thus far. And I don't think you change anything going into this Memorial Cup, but it is different because it's not a, when you get to that playoffs, it's just a single elimination. And because you've been so good, you haven't played a seven game this year. How do you approach that? Because you've been through it before, and it is vastly different mindset compared to a seven game series.
Well, in the Western Hockey League, you're a major junior. You're always, in the mindset of the fact you're playing a series. So, there's a little bit of a more of a war of attrition. There's more adjustments. There's things that happen in series, and of course, in this format, it's completely different. We did get a good scare in the playoffs, losing our first two games to Edmonton. I thought from that point on that our game was pretty consistent. We lost a game in each of the next three rounds. So I think in terms of how we're playing, we're comfortable. But I think what you really need to have your players understand and embrace is just the urgency of every game. It's game seven every time you play, in terms of the impact that it could have on your team. So we've talked about things. It's it's the same for every team, of course, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
You've done a lot of scouting, I'm guessing, and I know you go one game at a time, but as a coach, you look at the other ones and you handicap this tournament. The London Knight team, their top line is so good. And you know, they don't have much scoring. When you go to face them on Monday, and I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but you're going to face them either way, regardless of what happens in your first game. Do you look like Provorov? I'm guessing you'll see a ton of matchups, but because they're so reliant, or have been up until this point, on that one line scoring, Kelly, do you look and say, I just got to really match up well against that one, and I believe the rest of my depth will beat the rest of their depth?
Well, we're going to have a chance to see London on Friday before we play them on Monday. But it's easy, to know, their top guys. And one of the things that we had the opportunity in round two against Moose Jaw was playing against a line with Dryden Hunt and Braden Point on it. So, they're a line that scared you every time that they were on the ice. They were a line that no matter how good a job you did, they were going to get some chances. And I expect that, it's going to be the same with the Dvorak, Marner, Tkachuk line. Obviously, we've got guys that will try to play against them, but they'll play enough that it'll take more than just one line and one deep pair. It's going to be a responsibility that'll be shared across a couple of lines and likely all of our top four defensemen.
I think many people who haven't seen Ivan Provorov will have their eyes opened. For my money, I thought he was the best player in the Western League. Every time I saw him play, I talked to my nephew, played against me, and he kind of joked. He says, man, he's just so much stronger than a lot of the other kids, and he's such a great skater. Kelly, is he one of the best defensemen you've ever coached, maybe the best?
Yeah, he sure is. And, I've had some good ones. I have a ton of respect for Wade Redmond, how great a junior he was. We had Brian McCabe when he was, in his 19-year-old year. Travis Amonic was another real high-end guy that played for us. But, for Ivan, who, of course, is still only 18 years old, he's, Noah, your nephew, would have a great perspective because he, of course, played alongside Point and Hunt and would have played against Provorov every shift of that series. And he just does so many things well. He's not a guy that's you know, only the top scoring defenseman in the league anything else. He takes a lot of pride in being a real good two-way defenseman. He takes a lot of pride in playing against the other team's best players. He's competitive. He's got good leadership ability. And in terms of your question directly, yeah, he's as good as we've had. He's a tremendous, tremendous hockey player.
You expect him to make the jump directly to the NHL next year?
Yeah, I sure do. I've been asked that before, and I answer it that I think not only will he make the jump, I think he's going to be a good player next year. Like, I think he's that talented a player. His skating ability is so good. I think a lot of the things that he does are going to translate very well at the next level, and I say that obviously with all due respect to how big that jump is, but that's what I think of Ivan.
Well, I would wholeheartedly agree with you. Quickly, Red Deer, Kelly, you face them in the regular season, of course, and then in the playoffs again. And they're a kind of that physical, heavy, grinding team type of thing. And I know as a Western Hockey League representative, it's great to have the two teams in. What were your thoughts on Red Deer for you able to get by? I guess what concerns you about them in this type of format?
Well, when we looked at it, you know, you can go back right to the start of the year. We felt if we were, you know, going to get to the conference final, that it would probably be Red Deer that we would be playing. And then certainly Lethbridge jumped into that discussion. And, you know, if you asked us on the 1st of December, we expected it would likely be one of those two teams. So the fact that Red Deer advanced to the conference finals was no surprise. I think they benefited by the experience that they gained in, you know, a real hard series against Regina, and they beat a real good team in Calgary in the first round. So by the time we played them in round three, I thought they were playing at a real high level. And the thing for me with Red Deer's team is they've got really good depth. They're deep up front. You know, I really like, you know, Fleury and Detzel on their back end, I think, lead the way back there. Toth has given them really good goaltending in our series. So our series was hard. I made the comment to in an interview today that five games probably doesn't speak to how close the series actually was. And, you know, I expect that they're going to be, you know, as good as every team here this week.
Kelly McCrimmon, head coach and GM of the Brandon Wheat Kings, who won the Western Hockey League, now into the Memorial Cup. They will get going on Saturday. And currently, Kelly, you have five players averaging over a point a game thus far in the playoffs. Nolan Patrick and Jace Horlock, John Quenneville, Tim McCauley, Reed Duke. And then you throw in Provorov and Clegg on the back end and Erkamps. Like, you've got so much depth throughout the lineup. How have you been able, because sometimes it's difficult when you have so many offensive guys, to keep everybody happy. How have you been able to do it?
Well, at this time of year, your games in a lot of cases are going to be 3-2 games. And I think where, you know, we have some comfort based on those names you just listed is we've got a lot of guys that might be part of the group that gets us to three on a given night. We're not relying on just one or two guys. The one thing in the playoffs, our top guys have been tremendous, and they've taken turns seizing the big moments, which you need to have to win. And the other thing that, you know, I feel real strongly about is there's a lot of other things you do that help your team win that have got nothing to do with goals and assists. And those guys that you mentioned are real responsible two-way players that contribute more than just on the score sheet.
Well, Kelly, best of luck in the tournament. I'm looking forward. I'll be in Red Deer on Monday to watch that game. So hopefully it's a great one. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, guys, and thanks for having me.